Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Ben and Skin Show 105.3 The Fan. We will have the Rangers player show coming up at 5:40 as we get to know Jeffrey Springs a little bit better. But Ben, it's now becoming an annual thing that we know and love. It is going on this Saturday. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It is the Dirk Nowitzki Charity Celebrity Tennis Adventure over there at the SMU Tennis Facility. And joining us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline to talk about it.
Got Dirk.
Is the man himself,
yeah, baby,
the big German,
Dirk.
Number 41, at Swish 41, our good, yeah, close, baby, personal homeboy, the mighty Dirk Nowitzki. Good afternoon, Dirk.
How's it going, fellas?
Man, it's going great. It's going so good.
This summer.
Did you really miss us this summer?
No.
Yeah, you could have sent for us, but appreciate the kind thought.
No, it'll be great to see you guys, though.
It'll be great to see you, too. And we got lots of things to talk about with you, but I assume you're pretty pleased with how the tennis event has grown over the years.
Yeah, so, you know, this is our third year. You know, as I've told you guys before, you know, I was doing all sorts of charity things, whether it was soccer in Germany a couple of years, whether it was baseball now, and all these things I'm not very good at. So the thought was, hey, can I do something actually that I'm decent at? And so the idea was play some tennis and just see how it goes. And we did it for the first time 2 years ago and had a blast. You know, we had Ben Stiller come out and Andy Roddick and had a complete blast and also raised a lot of money for my foundation. So we wanted to make this an annual thing, and here we are. Year two was an unbelievable success last year. We decided to use the money as a relief fund for Hurricane Harvey last year, and we almost made close to $2 million thanks to a lot of great sponsors and also Mark Cuban matching the funds. So we were able to help a lot of families that got relocated and lost everything in the Hurricane Harvey. So this is our third year, and we're excited to do it again. We got some good names coming again. We got Tommy Haas coming back. We got Andy Roddick coming back. So it should be another fun event, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Man, this is a great event, and we talk about this kind of being a best-kept secret because it's small. Like, there's only 600 tickets total,
yeah,
but they're only $20, and to be able to watch you play tennis, I think, is so much fun, and you are surprisingly good. Like, you've hit 100 miles an hour on a serve before, right?
Yeah, 100 easy. But I think as I gotten older, I think the movement is more the problem, but that's why we made it a doubles event, so somebody is always covering the other half of the court. So I don't have to move as much, and that way I can just stand there and kind of hit. But I love tennis. Started playing tennis when I was like 4 or 5 years old. I followed tennis my entire life and career. We have a court here at the house actually that we hit at a lot with wifey. She plays pretty good too. So that's really another one of my hobbies, and another love of mine is tennis. And you know, went to Wimbledon a couple times, and you know, so I'm really, really close to the sport. So it made sense for me to try an event like that, and the way it's, you know, the sponsors and fans coming out. Last year we had it sold out. We sold all 600 tickets, and the way that's just been taken up has been great.
Yeah, we encourage everybody to go to Ticketmaster.com and, you know, go right there, and you'll be able to get tickets to the event coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, so obviously, I heard when I tweeted out something a couple of days ago, the Ticketmaster link was not working the last couple of days, but it is up and working.
Yes.
We tried it today. So if you want to get on Ticketmaster and buy some tickets, it should be able to work. So we're excited.
Okay, so if you're going all out and there's no consideration of achy bones or injury or anything, and you and your wife went head-to-head, how competitive would that match be?
You know what? She actually beat me before in a set. she is really good. She grew up playing in Sweden. and played on some junior teams and played some tournaments there. So she's really, really good, and we battle it out from time to time. Unfortunately, this summer I've only played once, you know, with the whole foot surgery thing, and rehab went a little slower as expected at the beginning, and I just didn't want to do anything, and especially move on the hard court early in the summer, and you know, make things even worse. So unfortunately, this summer needed to take a backseat this year to my foot, but should be able to go on Saturday, and I've been running, obviously, and I even scrimmaged some already this week, so things are going well. But tennis-wise, I kind of took a step back so I can really fully heal. And so she's probably playing better this weekend than I will, but, you know, that's good for the family.
Man, this is going to be so much fun. If you don't have tickets to this, Ticketmaster is where you get them. Just search for Dirk and his tennis event, and tickets are only $20. It's at SMU at Mockingbird 75. It is so much fun. Gates open at 11. The matches start at 11. But, dude, I got to ask you about Luka. And I know guys like yourself, you don't love showering praise on rookies and young guys because you don't want them to get a big head. But I'm so excited about watching this kid play. And I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get out in front of my skis over it or overthink it or anything or give him too much or set expectations too high. But can you just tell me how good is this kid?
Yeah, so he's been here now for a week, scrimmaged every day, works hard. And I really like what I'm seeing. I mean, he is incredible with the ball for a big guy. I mean, he's a legit 6'8", 6'9". He handles the ball. He even, like, when somebody scores, he runs back, gets the ball, and literally brings the ball up like a point guard. He's unbelievable in pick-and-roll play. He did, like, over-the-head, between-the-leg passes to cutters. So I think the savviness that he brings, the court vision is already unbelievable. Like I couldn't believe what I saw for a 19, 20 year old. Unbelievable. He's a good shooter when he has time, and I think he's going to be great for us for a long, long time. So obviously, I don't want to, you know, put too much pressure on him either. You know, coming over from a different country, I went through the same thing about 20 years ago. You know, it's tough to adjust to a lot of things, to living in a different country, a lot of culture, to a different game, different coaching, different play style. So for me, that took a full year. You know, my first year was really, really tough. So we're going to help everything. We're going to do everything we can to help this kid develop and have fun and learn. And so we can see the best Luka here, hopefully in a year, a couple more years. But he is, like I said, an incredible talent. His court vision and passing for his size at his age is something that I've never seen in my 20 years.
Is he better at 19 than you were at 19?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was snot-nosed at 19. I mean, I could shoot a little bit, but I never had the court vision and the savviness and the stuff that he brings to the game. And, you know, just the way he already reads pick and roll, you go under, he shoots. If a man goes over, he kind of keeps him behind him like the best, like Chris Paul and these guys do. I mean, he does all of that. So he's going to be fun to watch, especially with a big like DeAndre rolling to the rim, Dwight rolling to the rim, who had a great year for us last year, and they're both legit lob threats. And then that should, you know, have him with the ball and make plays, coming off pick and rolls, find the shooters, find the lob guys. I think he's going to pick some defenses apart, and it should be fun to watch.
Okay, that sounds like a good endorsement. I'm going to write him down as the sixth leading scorer of all time. Since you just said, what I do want to ask though is about these pickup games, and we don't need to get into who all is playing there. And I know there's various NBA players that live in town, and you guys all play together and stuff. There was a report that you played last week and felt pretty good. Describe what these pickup games are like to our listeners. How competitive are they? How hard are you guys going? And how did you physically feel playing in these games?
So for me, this was just the first time this summer playing a bit. I played only one game last week, and I played a couple games here this week. For me right now, it's about more getting up and down, getting a little conditioning. I'm not really too invested yet in the game. But then when the other guys are obviously full on, you know, we're all competitors. They want to win. There are no referees, so sometimes that's a little tricky situation because you call your own fouls. It's just like in a YMCA. One guy might drive in there a little soft and just throw something up. If he doesn't go in, he calls a foul, and then the whole gym is like, what? And so there's a little argument for a few minutes, and then everybody settles down, and the coaches say something, and then we keep going. So that does happen. That does happen. But, yeah, no, it's been great competition. We had a couple Miles Turner's obviously from here. And he was in basically the last couple of weeks. LaMarcus came in and played a bit. Ray Felton, who still lives here, has been. So we had some NBA players, some other teams, and also our guys almost all are back now. So it's been fun to play and go up and down and watch some of these guys make some plays.
So I'm not going to ask you another Luka question until I see you in person this weekend, and I'm going to ask you 75 of them.
But, I can't wait.
But, but you once, you know, I believe this is attributed to you, this idea, and we've asked you about this before, right? You know, new players come in and it's like, hey, Dirk, I'm a gym rat, man. I'm going to be in the gym all the time. And I think you had a funny line at one point, like everybody says they're a gym rat, but I never see them in the gym. You unquestionably are a gym rat. You live in the gym. Is Luka that kind of guy as well?
Yeah, he's been in a lot since he got here. He was working hard earlier in I think it was in California and at a workout place where he was working out, and he's been here, like I said, for over a week now, and he's coming early. He's done all this stuff, and shooting after he comes back at night. So we're lucky, actually, in that category. We have a great culture. I mean, it doesn't get – you won't find a harder worker much than Dwight Powell and Harrison Barnes and some of our younger guys. I mean, they are in at all times. They're in for 5-6 hours at a time. So I think that's a great culture to have, and Luka is going to fit right in. And you got to work to get better, and we'll see that this year.
What about a lot of people are texting us in. They're like, hey, what about Dennis? How's Dennis improving? And obviously he had a great rookie year. It's tough being a rookie point guard in the NBA, but have you seen any sort of improvement in his game?
I thought we saw tremendous improvement already in year one from when he started till the end. I thought we saw some plays in March and April, passing-wise, coming off the pick and roll, keeping plays, knowing when to score, when to shoot, when to pass. I thought his game already improved tremendously, and the sky's the limit for him. He looks even more explosive than last year. That's impossible. Some of those dunks he had. Already this week, he's been shooting it better. So we're excited. I'm excited for him to have another big year. And, you know, year two is easy. You know what to expect. You know what the league is going to be like. So I think he's going to have a great year for us. And, he's another hard worker that's in the gym and works on his game. So we're looking for a great year for him, and that'll be awesome.
Dirk, you've scored over 31,000 points on the hardwood, but you've scored even more points on Twitter. You've dominated the internet this offseason, and I loved your tweet. You know, you were with Nash and Jay Kidd, and you had some funny tweets there, but you had, with regard to the picture of Don Nelson, you said he looked like one of the bad guys from Taken. What's going on with old Don's look?
Oh, man, my guy Nelly looks great. He lost all his weight. There was a few years I haven't seen him. I mean, last summer I saw him. Donnie's daughter last summer got married, so I saw him there. He had already lost some weight, but now, like, he's skinny. He looks good. He looks fired up. He had a tan. So it's great to see him. I mean, he's a legend, not only in my eyes, but what he's done for me in my career. So he'll always be a hero in my eyes. So it's always great to see him. Talk for a bit on actually after the enshrinement on the stage. We talked for a bit, so he's the man. He's got a sort of like a Richard Branson look going, just a little taller. But he's great. And actually, this whole weekend was phenomenal. I've never been to the Hall of Fame. ceremonies before. So for me, it was that was the first time. Everything was awesome. I did a tour of the Hall of Fame, and they completely redid it a bunch of years ago. So that's amazing. And then the enshrinement, just seeing Steve and Jay Kidd up there, you know, to not only friends, but probably two of the greatest teammates I've ever had. So I had a blast that weekend, and seeing all the families, Jay Kidd's, and also Steve's, who I haven't seen probably in 15 years, his parents, his brother, and his friends. And I had a blast, and I'm glad I went.
We're giving you a tour of the Hall of Fame. Like, and Dirk, you'll be right here coming up in a few years. That's what this empty space is.
That was mentioned a few times by some guys this weekend, which is obviously great and an honor to hear. But, you know, we're going to work towards that hopefully this year more. And we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Now, we're many years away from that. But I do want to ask you, Jay Kidd in the Players' Tribune was talking about the things he couldn't get to, and he told the story of you giving him shooting lessons. I believe this was on a road trip in Minnesota, and you told him to breathe through his eyes. Can we have further elaboration, please?
Yeah, I think he misinterpreted that one, whatever you say it. Yeah, so we do breathe. Like, a couple guys, whatever, are taught to breathe out when they shoot. Some guys hold their breath when they shoot. We learned, or Holger taught us, to breathe in when you shoot. Kind of, I don't know, that's kind of what Holger teaches. So we were kind of talking shooting and some of the stuff that I do. And I think there was so much, I overwhelmed him a little bit. And at the end of the day, just everything sounded the same to him. So he just kind of said, okay, so all you want me to do is breathe through my eyes and I'll make everything. And I was like, yeah, just do that. But, you know, Jay Kidd was obviously a really, really good shooter. You know, it's just he wasn't known for it at the beginning of his career, but he turned himself into a great shooter. And, you know, what is he, fifth or fourth? I don't even know of all-time threes made.
Yeah.
There was just one day when he first got there, we worked out a little bit together, and we just talked shooting for a bit. And then I overwhelmed him a bit. And then at the end of the day, that's what he came up with, is breathe through your eyes.
So what's the funnest thing you did this offseason?
Unfortunately, we didn't travel as much as we used to. You know, we were usually gone for 6, 7, 8 weeks at a time in the summer when it's really hot. But this year with the ankle surgery, you know, I didn't really do too much. I didn't want to be gone too much and miss a lot of rehab time. The most fun, probably, we took the kids to the beach a bit in Mexico, and then we went up to took me to L.A. and took the kids to Disneyland, and just it was my first time in Disneyland, so I was a little kid. We did a few rides, and just seeing the kids, and that was actually the weekend. I'm not sure if you guys remember. It was a heat wave in California. It was like 105, 106, like 108 in Anaheim. So we were like, this is unbelievable. One time we're actually trying to get away from the heat. It was a heat wave. But the kid, that's the good thing about growing up in Texas. The kids didn't complain once. It was just, basically for them, it was just a regular another day. But they loved it, and seeing their faces light up and on some of those rides. And those are memories, obviously, I'll never forget.
Well, I hope to make some new memories with you this weekend, man. Can't wait. Want to encourage everybody to go to Ticketmaster.com and get tickets to Dirk's tennis charity event going on this Saturday at SMU. Dirk, thank you for the time, man. We will spread the word for you,
baby.
Yeah,
appreciate you guys' support as always, and we'll have a good time this weekend. I'll see you guys there.
Boom.
Awesome.
He goes. The Big German at Swish 41 right here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We will get that podcast up immediately. I'm sure you saw, Ben, all the tweets going out with his analysis of Luka and DSJ. Mm-hmm. Man, I really needed that bolt of Maverick excitement after what happened on Sunday.
I never want those interviews to end. Like, somebody has to just say, guys, let him leave. All right? I feel like fans at the stadium at his Dirk game, because he'll sit there and sign until the lights are off and everyone's left. And he's like, is everybody good? Okay, now I can leave. I mean, that's so much fun visiting with him.
I promised Leslie 12 or 13 minutes, and we look up, and it's at the 18 mark. Okay, we got more. Let's go. We love you. Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.